From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting an attack on American University in Afghanistan. We will have that story for you. Well, right now, we'll tell it to you. The president of the American University in the Afghan capital says a militant attack was underway on the campus. Mark English told the Associated Press that security forces were on the scene after Wednesday's attack and that they are trying to assess the situation. Witnesses say they heard explosions and automatic gunfire. It was not immediately clear if anyone was wounded. Independent journalist Suna Rasmussen, from a Dane who was an independent journalist, is on the scene.
Right now, I'm standing outside, and there are injured people being carried out as we speak. People have been shot in the leg, it looks like, and another person who's been shot somewhere else. I couldn't tell, but there are ambulances outside. There are also Humvees. There were a lot of security forces arriving in cars.
There have been several injuries, as reported by VOA's Afghanistan service. Follow us both on air and online at voanews.com and on social media for the latest information. A strong earthquake in central Italy reduced three towns to rubble as people slept early Wednesday, with reports that as many as 70 people were killed and hundreds injured as rescue crews raced to dig out survivors. And a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake shook central Myanmar Wednesday, killing at least three people, including two children, according to local officials, and damaging some famous pagodas in the nation. This is VOA News. The United States held firm Wednesday in rebuffing Turkey's demand that an immediately extradite Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, whom Ankara blames for last month's failed military coup, saying it has yet to receive any evidence linking him to the putsch. On a one-day visit to Ankara, U.S. Vice President Joe Biden told a news conference that the United States has no interest in protecting anyone who has done harm to an ally. He said the U.S. is continuing to cooperate with the Turkish officials in analyzing claims about Gulen's purported actions linked to the attempted coup that left 240 people dead. But in an article published in Turkey's Milliyet newspaper, Biden said that while Turkey has sent Washington information about the 75-year-old Gulen's alleged activities predating the attempted coup, we have not yet received an extradition request or any evidence from Turkey relating to the attempted coup, said the U.S. Vice President. Gulen has lived in self-exile on a compound in the northeastern U.S. state of Pennsylvania since 1999 and has denied any involvement in the attempt to overthrow the government of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The Turkish president said a military operation launched Wednesday in northern Syria targeted Islamic State fighters and Syrian Kurds in an effort to put an end to terror threats at the border. Turkey says the U.S.-backed Kurds in Syria aligned with Kurds in southeastern Turkey who have waged a decades-long insurgency against the Turkish government. The operation included artillery fire and Turkish jets conducting airstrikes backed by other warplanes from the U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State for about 2 years. A number of Turkish tanks were also seen taking part in the fighting on the Syrian side of the border as they tried to push the militants out of the town of Jarablus. A ballistic missile fired from a North Korean submarine Wednesday flew about 500 kilometers, the longest distance achieved by the North for such a weapon, that according to officials in Seoul, and that they say puts all of South Korea and possibly parts of Japan within its striking distance. North Korea already has a variety of land-based missiles that can hit South Korea and Japan, including U.S. military bases in those countries. However, its development of reliable submarine-launched missiles would add weapons that are harder to detect before liftoff, say officials. South Korea's military condemned the launch as an armed protest by North Korea against the start of annual South Korean U.S. military drills, but acknowledged it was an improvement over previous tests of similar missiles. I'm Ira Melman, VOA News, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.